This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic Banter!
Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun!
Dynamic Banter!
Mark and Horn!
And make it good!
Dynamic Banter!
Don't forget the history road!
Dynamic Banter!
Time to shut up!
It's not so...
Well, you chew it, take it by a little longer. Last a little longer. Give your breath long, last the freshness. When being
Oh, can I say shows real quick?
Yeah, get in there, brother.
Dude, on the 23rd, I'll be in New York fucking three times, 8:30, 9:30, 11:30. All right? On the 24th, I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Jersey. Low ticket warning means I sold a low amount of tickets. So please come. Text me if you want to come, 818-722-8682. On the 25th, I'll be at the Stand in New York again. On the 26th, we're doing Surrounded in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Northeast love. Here comes Big Guy.
Big guy, big guy, big guy. I do this.
And on the fucking 7th of May, that's when we're doing Surrounded. Netflix is a joke festival. Two of the best lineups we've ever had. 7:30 and 9:45 at the Bourbon Room in Hollywood. 7:30, Steph Tolev, Rick Glassman of the Take Your Shoes Off Pod, Lord Peep, one of the funniest people in the goddamn country, Chris Riggins, he tours with Dave Chappelle, and me. How did I get on there? 9:45, Trevor Wallace.
Dude, that's tight.
Yeah, dude. Trevor Wallace.
What the fuck?
Michael Blaustein, Willie Simon, one of my best friends in comedy, Usama Siddiqui, and Audrey Stewart, the loudest person in comedy. She's the loudest person in comedy. And a thousand things in between. Come hang out.
That's good, too. I'd like to be known as the loudest person in comedy.
You are one of the top 10 loudest people. Sam Kinison died, and you slid into number 10.
Dude, he did. He was like, I need to yell. I wasn't done yet. Those were his last words, Sam Kinison. I wasn't done yelling!
Steve, on the 26th, you're doing
something. Yeah, movie Wanna.
Yeah.
That is gonna be fucking crazy. Matt Robb and I are gonna try out a thing and see how it goes. It's an absolute experiment. And we hope you'll be there. It's a like smoking room, so you can smoke marijuana in the room where we will be performing.
Yes.
And we last night Matt and I met up and we're planning some really bonkers shit. Like, so we're gonna watch bad movies and make fun of them.
What are you gonna watch, you know?
We don't know yet.
Surprise.
We're gonna and the audience gets to choose between three choices.
You're gonna bring out a bucket of movies.
We're bringing out the bucket O movies. Captain Cinema's coming out. He has a fresh catch. I've got a fresh catch of movie DVDs I found at the bottom of the briny. Wait, let me find some Sea Captain music. Let's see, Sea Captain.
You could just type into a music library, Sea Captain.
Let's find out.
This is like aquarium music.
Yeah,
the jellyfish is the oldest living
reptile. Arr, tis I, Captain Cinema. I ride the big boy bing bong bing bing bong bing my oar. That one sounds better, doesn't
that
it?
That one's even better.
That one's even better. Arr. This movie's rated R. This movie's rated PG-13. Wait, do you have any rated R movies in there?
No, only PG-13.
We're trying to be fun for the family. Family.
Well, you're allowed to smoke weed in here, though.
Yes, that's true. I hadn't thought about
There's no
it.
Kids in here.
Yeah.
I don't like swear.
What would be a funny name for a captain's, Captain Cinema's boat? The thing is there's a million of them and they're all good, but there's one that's like fucking real good. Like Celluloid Sally.
For the boat?
Yeah.
That's 35 millimeter Joe.
Or like, cause it, well, it's gotta be a girl's name. So
the
maybe...
bow is 35 millimeters long.
What about the Monroe?
I set sail on the film, the celluloid seas.
Be kind, rewind to the sea.
That's what we say on the boat, isn't it, boys? Rated R.
And the R stands for rum.
That was all a promo for Movie Wanna.
That was good.
April 26th, Friday, 8 p.m. at the Green Room on Ventura Boulevard in Sherman Oaks. And you can get tickets on Eventbrite. Just type in Movie Wanna, exactly the way you think it's spelled.
Movie Wanna. OJ Mike. Simpson's dead. What, did you have something else to say?
Yeah, I did think about how O.J. Simpson's dead.
It's not going to matter when this show goes out.
Do you think he said anything as his final words?
Say, ah, fuck.
Ouch.
Ah, shit.
Ow.
Fuck. Shit.
Ah!
Ah!
Ah! Heart!
Ah!
This is what this heart machine sounded like.
Do you know how he died?
He died of cancer.
Oh, he had cancer?
I didn't know that.
You hate to hear it.
Guys... we got our Monotron, the Korg Delay Monotron, which is the...
Good to have you back, bud.
She's back. I bought a brand new one, but this time I bought a case, a little hard shell case.
Is it on now?
To keep her in. I turned her off, but she is ready to go.
Nice, great. No, I meant the hard shell. Is it something
no,
that
no,
stays
No, it's just a travel case.
Dude, it's like the size of a guitar case, but the thing is like 4 inches long.
You have to open the little latches. Dude, fuck OJ. So I want to talk about the Beatles.
Okay. I want to talk about the Beatles and their relationship to come.
Dude, something really has broken my heart this week. And I think you know what I'm talking about, maybe.
That the Beatles broke up. They just announced
the Beatles broke up. What am I going to do?
The Beatles. The Beatles are... their careers are in Davy Jones' locker after the release of Now and Then.
What was it? What broke your heart?
The Z Captain's got a hard day's night in me movie bucket somewhere.
Here's help. A little magical mystery turn.
If I had like a Pee-wee's Playhouse show, there would totally be a big boat that like comes in and you see it through the window.
Yeah, he never comes inside.
Yeah, but he pulls up the like his like the
anchor.
DVDs from the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
Because everyone dumped their movies in the ocean.
Yeah.
Arr, I've got a fresh gadget today.
Here's the original Roadhouse.
Not the new one with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Escape from Los Angeles.
I don't like the movie, but he can get it.
He's gay as fuck.
He is gay
He's
as
gay
fuck.
He's gay as fuck.
You're rippling abs.
You gotta be gay if you're...
I think most pirates were gay.
But you gotta be extra gay if you're Captain Cinema and your boat is called the Monroe.
Yeah.
We watched the Birdhouse.
Arr, we were watching the greatest little whorehouse in Texas in one hammock.
There's 30 of us. Bow to bow.
Sweating and shitting. My two favorite S's, other than the sea.
Wait, how do you spell C? I thought it was just a letter.
Let's do a pirate song. From here.
And now from here, we do a pirate song.
And now a pirate song. How about this?
Arr, mateys! Hey, look! It's Captain Cinema! Arr, mateys! It is I, Captain Cinema, and me monkey friend here that is legally here. There's a handler off camera.
We filled out the paper.
No animals were harmed in the making of this here cinema sketch.
No one look at him in the R's.
That's right. And one day, I understand, he'll rip me nose right off. And me nuts. and he'll rip off my penis.
And he always eats the penis.
I've watched him rip a whole man's skin off like it was a jumpsuit.
And he wears it. He wears it around.
I wear it. It's mine now. Today we're talking about the movie Always, starring Robin Williams.
Today we're talking about a 1 hour four-door.
Dude, what if we... What if... That's a YouTube show.
Yeah.
It's yeah. Captain Cinema.
Uh-huh. Dude, did I ever tell you?
He pulls up a fresh catch of movies and he'll pull one out. Arr, Captain Ron, ain't it appropriate? That movie stars Kurt Russell. And let me tell you, he can get it.
He just talks about how he wants to fuck all the men he wants to bang.
This one starring a young Tom Hanks and an adventure about a bachelor party.
I'd throw Jack Nicholson my dinghy.
I'd fly one over his cougar's nest.
That's fucking awesome. So my dad and my uncles, when like home VHS cameras came out, they made like a mixtape, like a Saturday Night Live mixtape, but it was just them in the basement. Whoa. And one of the things that my Uncle Charlie used to do all the time was Captain Cook's cooking show.
Whoa.
And he was a pirate with a cooking show.
That's great.
And the intro was just the camera shaking on a painting of a ship at sea.
Yeah.
And then he would come out and he dressed like a full pirate and he had like mascara and stuff and he had a sword and he would just cook with the sword. Like there would be a tiny cherry
tomato.
Dude,
that's so fucking funny. He'd
just bash it with
it. That's good. Did he have a fake parrot on his shoulder?
Probably at some point. It was like an uncooked chicken breast that he had tied to his shoulder.
That's funny.
Yeah. But that with VHS tapes, I think, would be great. Captain Cinema Horror.
You're not going to believe this.
But it already exists.
It already exists.
500 episodes.
I watched that show, and I have every episode. I just glanced down at our email, which, by the way, I guess we should say that Kevin's not here.
Okay.
Kevin's out today.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's allowed. He's allowed to be out. He doesn't take out. He doesn't take out from the show. He's allowed to take out.
Everyone who hates him talking in the background, this will be your favorite episode.
But anyway, we don't have Kevin, so I'm just gonna like blindly dig through the history roads at the end of the show today.
Sure.
And
there's one that says what?
The one right at the top, Mike.
Yeah.
It says, from Brett Randall's, it says a DBC shanty.
What? How about that?
What the fuck?
I would mark that one as important. What's his name? It sounds like a fake sports name.
Brett Randall's.
Randall's?
I'm Brett Randall's. Today we're going to be talking about the game last night.
Up to bat now, Brett Randall's recovering from a severe tobacco addiction.
That's right.
Chewing tobacco. And he's recently switched to sunflower seeds. And he's shaking violently at the plate.
But we love him.
He's going through withdrawals.
Dude, last night I went to see a screening of a movie that I did not enjoy.
Oh, what was it? Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It was, and I love Guy Ritchie. And
he's the one who makes movies where Bird talks like.
He's like, "Oh, I was gonna give him and say I was gonna nicker him in the old bird's nest.
I'm gonna punch him.
Oh, you want me to take me knuckle box and put it in your crew cut?"
Yeah, that is every Guy Ritchie thing. And he goes,
"Yeah." And the camera's like, "Zwoink."
And it's like some badass, beautiful woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Shooting me in the bear.
But guess what? He doesn't make movies like that anymore.
He made that show, that series. What's that series? The Gentleman or something like that. To promote the show, we have one of the gentlemen. Gentlemen, did you enjoy shooting the show? The Guy Ritchie show as a gentleman? Oh, the guest went into space. Out of space.
Dude, what are you talking about? He did a show called The Gentleman? Because here's the thing.
I thought, you know, I don't know.
He made a movie called The Gentleman.
Word?
And it's got Matthew McConaughey in it and a huge Grant.
Uh-huh. Did he do that?
He did.
Dude, what a cool thing to be. That's like his Christopher Walken.
It totally is. Do you think enough people know? We need to get the word out there.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, there's a very easy celebrity impression that you can do at home with your friends.
Yeah, and that's...
And make your friends laugh.
Hugh Grant.
It's Hugh Grant.
As long as your friends are over 35 years old and they know who Hugh Grant is.
And all you've got to do... Is go well, and that's it.
You have one line, and it's well, bye.
Who is done this?
Is that not him?
I don't know. I don't know if it is. It's very strange
because it plays like a Guy Ritchie movie. Everyone is always talking about fighting, and Zoya was watching it, and I watched some of
it. It says Guy Ritchie.
Hell yeah.
Okay, well, he's got some weird gentleman shit going on.
He loves gentlemen.
He loves gentlemen.
You know who else does?
Who?
Captain Cinema.
Captain Cinema! I love Guy Ritchie. And I'll tell you what, kids, he can get it.
I love Guy Ritchie, and I also love guys.
I love guys, Ritchie. we get it. Anyway, he made this movie, I swear to God, it's called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Okay.
I think.
Let's make absolutely.
Dude, I could not. Yeah, The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
And you did not like it. That doesn't really, just judging by the title, it doesn't seem like a you movie.
Well, I like Guy Ritchie.
Oh, okay, tight. Did you like that one where Brad Pitt, you can't understand what he's saying?
Yeah, Snatch.
Snatch. Dude, the audience is super into this episode.
Oh, for sure. They're on the edge of their seats about what I thought about the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Oh, then you like it.
But it's about...
Give it a second. We'll be right back.
It's about the Brits battling the Nazis in World War II. Mm. And it's kind of like... It feels like Guy Ritchie's Inglourious Bastards, but nowhere near as clever or well-made. And the camera is way too still for a Guy Ritchie movie.
Mm.
And he doesn't do any of that fun shit that we were just making fun of and loving.
Like the fast zoom in, and then some guy goes, it's time to fight.
Yeah, and then it goes like, and it pauses on the frame, and there's this fucking awesome needle drop, and it goes, oi, this guy's name is One-Eyed Willie, and I'll tell you, this guy's the baddest motherfucker on the block. Yeah. And then it shows like a flashback of him as a kid.
Eating bullets.
When he was a kid, he ripped a dog's head off right in front of his mum.
And then used his head like a puppet.
And he wore it like a bike helmet, didn't he? And then, yeah.
This guy used to swallow teeth, bought anvil.
I miss it. Why don't movies pause and give us a character?
Let's make one.
Thing
if there's a void,
there
let's
is.
Make one.
I think there is.
There is a void.
There is a void, and we've touched it with our bare hands. We're in trouble.
Put gloves on before you touch the void.
I got to tell you, the reason why I brought it up, though, is because I was at this movie theater in Westwood.
That's that show about futuristic cowboys.
Absolutely not. Westwood is a fancy part of town, and you know it.
Okay, yeah.
This is like where celebrities go.
Yeah.
This is where celebrities live.
Just to name one.
There she is.
Just to name one.
And after the movie, I didn't, there was no after credit. I don't know, maybe there was after credits, but I want to get out of that fucking theater. So I got, but it was a nice theater, by the way. But I was leaving, and there were all these gentlemen and ladies and folks. There were all these gentlemen leaving the theater next to mine. And I could hear a big ruckus. Like, everyone's yelling and talking and telling stories. It's fun. Everyone's just merriment, having joy and merriment.
Love it.
And I go outside, because, and Matt, I'm with Matt. Matt came with me, and he went to the bathroom. And I go outside, and I'm on my phone, and I'm, like, looking at, checking my text and stuff. Because, you know, you didn't check your text in the movie, like a rude person.
Like so a rude boy.
Yeah, I'm catching up on all the shit that went down while I was in the movie. And all around me, there's this like ruckus. There's people yelling, hey, I'll see you later. Dude, we're going to go. Oh, say no more. I'm going too. And then say less. Let's go. And it's everyone, blah, 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 big ruckus. And, like, and then I'm like, okay, all right, whatever. I never looked up once. Then Matt and I get into the elevator and it's full of other people from the movie that we were in. Not a cast. A cast, just people that were saw the movie.
Yeah.
And they were like, that was fucking LeBron James. And everyone's like, yep, 100%. And they're like, are you fucking serious? Wait, what? What? And everyone's talking to them. It was LeBron. It was LeBron. And Matt was like, dude, when I tried to go to the bathroom, someone like checked me and was like, you can't go in there. And then I had to wait. And then LeBron James came out of the bathroom. And then I could go into the bathroom.
He washed his hands, do you think?
Fucking better wash your hands.
I want a spreadsheet of celebrities that wash their hands.
That's a great, dude. I think we are close to people that could find that out.
Yeah.
Because I've been in the restroom with celebrities at premieres for movies.
I want celebrity cum noises too. I want to find
what could those sound
bitches
like?
Who fuck celebrities all the time,
dude,
and get I don't want like detail. I don't want to know dick sizes. I don't want to know anything embarrassing, but I do want to know cum
noises.
Dude,
I know so many
cum noises
people
who fuck celebrities.
Legitimately have fucked like big celebrities.
I want a spreadsheet. I want a spreadsheet, and I want to somehow make a graph, even though it's not really graphable. I want an infographic.
That's
like ooey is over here. And I'm gonna silence.
Yeah.
And I want to know where you like a little point and where you stand.
Dazeem. Anyway, so yeah, dude. So LeBron James was like,
that's so
right
cool.
next to
was
me.
Was he in the movie?
And I had no idea. No, that I guess what they were saying in the movie theater was the theater next to us was showing a screening of The Godfather.
Oh, cool.
And I guess it was a bunch of the Lakers
nice.
That were there watching that
yeah.
with LeBron.
It was like a team building
activity. You guys,
they were
the
going
coach
from
is
that
like,
to a ropes course.
You guys got to watch The Godfather or we're not going to win the next game.
You guys were on a 5-game losing streak. So I booked a Look Cinema.
But listen, this always worked for Babe Ruth. You watched The Godfather. Babe Ruth wasn't alive when The Godfather
Kareem
came out.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson always watched The Godfather when they started losing the Forum. Always turn things around. James Worthy was like, let's go to the movies.
Dude, that's fucking funny. Yeah. Captain Cinema would love that.
Yeah, that's great.
Too bad he's dead. Oh. Rest in peace. Oh. He died at sea doing what he loved.
Coming in
with,
a man.
With men. Surrounded by men.
Rubbing rum on a man.
Knee deep in arseholes.
Putting a peg leg around his waist and going to splinter down.
The me monkey ripping me nuts off.
He definitely died, and then the monkey got out of him real fast.
Monkey was waiting for a moment.
Dude, they told him for years, you don't dress a small monkey up like a parrot and put it on your shoulder. Something's going to happen.
You don't do that. That's what they said when he got it.
You don't staple parrot wings to a monkey.
I don't want a parrot, I said.
I want him.
I'm sick of it.
Like Ross from Friends.
It's a stereotype.
I'm trying to break stereotypes.
I my first crush was Jim Carrey in Ace Ventura.
That's why I talk out of me butt.
He had a monkey, didn't he?
I trained me butt to talk.
I want everyone listening to this to imagine. And next time you look at a monkey, they are waiting. For the moment to rip
you know
someone's
what else
nuts
is.
Off.
You know what else is?
Just what is?
Cat.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Cats eat you seconds after you die.
Yeah. Dogs wait a little bit, but they do eat you also.
That's why cats are always looking at you like
dude,
that.
Dude, cats are predators. They're predators,
you,
man.
Are you okay? Like, if you're sick around a cat, they'll
yeah,
they sleep on your head. Or they sleep
they
near
try to
you
get
to make sure you're all right. But they also have a little pillow stash that
they try to sit over your face to get you to stop breathing.
I gotcha. I gotcha.
They're predators. They're predators.
I gotcha.
Everything's fine. Dude, my girlfriend has a cat.
Yeah.
And I was sleeping over at her place and my shirt was above my tummy.
Yeah.
And my tummy was out while I was sleeping.
Yeah.
And the cat got on top of me.
Yeah.
and had one little paw on my bare tummy.
Nice. Second base.
And I was like, this is cute, right? That's cute.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I start to feel these razor sharp claws, but they're like doing this weird, like, they get me. Not biscuits. It's not biscuits. I was scared it was going to turn into biscuits. But it was like, it was just like randomly the claws would like get me,
yeah,
and then go back up and be nice, soft little paw.
Just letting you know.
Like, maybe it's just like, you know, when a cat tenses up, maybe their claws kind of come out a little bit.
Yeah. Because
they rely on their claws for fucking everything.
If it helps them like steady themselves. It's
balance,
like that.
Staying on, yeah, on some kind of.
They also, like, if I had claws and I felt a squishy thing, I'd be like.
Why not? And because I've watched her fucking rip her fucking razor sharp claws into like a fucking scratching post.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, you need to replace this shit after a week because they've already gotten down to the. And we're, these are fucking predators.
Yeah.
That were just in our home, dude.
Just waiting.
Here's a predator in your home now.
Here, you have a predator. Give it a cute name. Put a bell around its neck.
I know, but why is the predator so cute?
I don't know. It's beautiful. You don't.
But it's a predator.
Yeah.
There's no other classification.
Not all predators could look like the predator.
It's not the predator. Or A, how to catch a predator.
Right, which also look kind of disgusting.
Which is also gross.
Yeah.
And a predator.
Yeah. Dude, so what made you sad about the Beatles?
I wasn't done about the cat thing, though, really
quick. Oh, my bad.
What I did was, is when I would, like, let my tummy, I would, like, so I started to play around with what this claw situation was going to be like.
Yeah.
And so I start, like, blowing my tummy up so that it gets bigger, and I feel the claw kind of like grabbing into me, and I'm like, okay, so this
that's
is,
what does that.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so I need to just, and you can't move a cat, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you would
suggest.
There are some cats that allow you to.
Yeah.
But there are other cats that let you know that they don't want that.
They'll move when they want to. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that's the whole thing with cats, is like, it's really like they do whatever they want at no exceptions.
Yeah.
You have to just let the cat, like, you have to respect it to a degree of like, okay, you don't want to be touched? That's good.
Yeah.
But dogs are just like, all bets are off.
Yeah.
Like,
they want to be friends.
They want to hang out with you. They get separation anxiety when you're not there.
They
don't think you're coming back.
They'll wait to eat you. They won't not eat you, but they'll wait.
Right, right. But I think, like, you know, some cats also have separation anxiety and are loving or whatever.
Probably.
But this particular one is like, you can't touch it.
Cats are sad when you're not around because they know they can't eat you.
Yeah, they're like, damn, no chance to eat.
Fuck, they're not even close.
The chances they get to eat you when you're not there are zero.
Dude, cats 50%. Are the number one animal that would have an iPhone with like a Find My Human app on it. Like, I want to be able to get to you if you die.
Well, listen, man, I couldn't do anything about this cat. I couldn't move it. And I was terrified that we were going to get biscuits next. And if you're doing biscuits into my tummy, that's no good.
They're implanting on you.
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing biscuits into my tummy, dude. That's never going to happen. Because that's like fucking razor sharp. You felt kitty claws.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's also not a biscuit. It's your tummy.
There's stuff in there. I'm not going to give you milk if you're rubbing my tummy like that.
No.
I'm not giving you milk. Anyway. I'm going to say this really quickly. And we won't spend the whole rest of the episode talking about it.
Okay.
But the Beatles... Cirque du Soleil show, Love, is ending in July of this year.
And that made you sad?
After like 18 years. It opened in 2006.
I wouldn't even be surprised if somebody said it was longer than that. That's been around forever.
18 years is a real long time. And some people are like, it's had its time, man. Let it go. 18 years.
People doing the show are so tired of those.
Yeah, but they leave. So the people come and go. Sometimes they'll stay with the show. I'm sure there's someone. Maybe there's someone that's been there for 18 years, huh? There must be.
Ringo's been with the show. Let's call him.
Let's find it. Let's get Ringo on the line.
Okay. Hey, Ringo.
Okay.
This is a serious message.
Okay, we just have one. Hey, it's Mike and Steve from Dynamic Banter, and
please.
Just wondering if you had anything to do with the Beatles Love show, Circus.
No.
Okay.
He's a busy guy.
He's busy.
Nope.
He wasn't upset that we called.
No.
But he's just very to the point.
But he was saying, please.
Is he still on the line?
He's gone.
Okay.
But anyway, some people are like, whatever, it's been 18 years. Let it go. It's time to move on. Something new will come. Whatever.
Yeah.
And there's others that are like, fuck, man, the city's like never going to be the same. It was like a part of the city.
It was one of, from what I understand, one of the best shows to do drugs and go see.
Dude, that, I've seen it like probably 6 or 7 times now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I saw it the year it came out in 2006.
When the CD dropped.
When the CD dropped. And the show has changed since then. There used to be like a Blackbird scene that was pretty cool.
They took it out because they didn't want to get canceled.
They were scared. Blackbird. And so it's going bye-byes, man, and I'm real sad about it. And you haven't seen it?
No. Do you? I seen
we
it
should not go to Vegas.
Okay.
And we'll do Dynamic Banter Goes to Vegas.
Yeah.
And we'll do a meetup like the Winchester Mystery House.
Yeah.
We'll do a meetup.
But
we
don't tell anybody where it's at.
The Beatles Love.
Okay.
And we'll tell everybody which showing we're going to, and we'll try to get DB fans.
Is it
going to
be
come
like fucking Hamilton tickets now?
No. Oh.
Because
shit.
If it's ending.
Well, that's a good question. Will they hike those prices? I don't know. But we could go like not like the week it ends. Right. We could go like before, like at some point before July.
Tomorrow.
Let's go tomorrow.
It ends in July?
It ends in July.
That's soon.
I know.
It's pretty soon relatively.
So let's talk about it. You know, yeah. Whatever. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we won't. But I think it would be really cool if you saw it and making some fun content for the Patreon.
Yeah, I would love to see it.
Dynamic Banter Patreon.
Dynamic Banter Patreon.
Would be kind of fun. But yeah, you got to see it because it's amazing. But I'm real sad about it.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful show. If you've never seen it, and you're a Beatles fan, then like it really is worth maybe the trek to Vegas to check it out before it goes bye-byes.
I would love to. I remember getting the CD when it came out because it had like
so
it was
good.
Like a continuous, it was like one big track.
Yeah. And it was the first time they were allowed to remix the Beatles.
Yeah.
And it was the only time that you could really hear a Beatles like remix.
And there's
14 officially.
Versions of The Benefit of Mr. Kaido.
Yeah, which is everyone's favorite Beatles song. But do you like Vegas?
It's fine. I don't have anything against it. I just would never be there for more than 3 days.
Yeah, same. That's that's it. Like 3 days is even pushing it.
Yeah, like I used to go every once in a while with Elliot.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And I've had some good times, but I'm not like, I'm too precious about money to gamble it. So it's like I'll save up to gamble.
And gambling is
I would
stupid,
play
yeah.
whatever lets you hang out the longest, right. like craps or something like that.
And get drinks and stuff.
And get drinks, like watered down drinks that they just bring to you.
Did you ever do that like horse race thing that fucking Elliot loves?
No.
He loves this fucking horse racing. It's cool. It's I think it's at Treasure Island.
Uh-huh.
It's like an actual like mechanical horse race like machine, like big. And it's got like mechanical horses that race around the like whole thing.
Yeah.
And you can like place bets on the horses.
I can
this,
see
like,
Elliot there eating.
He loves it. He'll sit there for hours. Dude,
yeah.
And
yeah.
just drinking and whatever.
Elliot's like, Elliot was definitely born in the wrong time.
I agree.
He should have been like a Rat Pack.
I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're turning. So the Mirage is where that Beatles show is.
Uh-huh.
And it's the Mirage is going bye bye.
And it's
going
to be the Guardians of the Galaxy show.
They're turning it into Princess and the Frog.
Crypto.com presents.
Crypto Hologram Dorito Arena presents. The Dogecoin Civic Auditorium.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's turning into the Hard Rock.
It's
turning into a Hard Rock.
They all
hotel.
Went out of business and they megazorded into this one.
Dude,
hotel.
I don't know, but my thought is on the whole Beatles thing is that they probably will not be able to afford to keep the license of doing a Beatles thing around. And maybe they had a 20-year contract and they're killing it early or something.
So funny to like let Paul know that this is ending. And he's like, it's still going?
Dude, like not a second thought.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Oh, is that where that $2 billion comes from every year? Motherfucker. But anyway, and it's becoming a Hard Rock. And so I guess they're going to put like a different kind of rock and roll show in there.
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be the Poison Circus LA.
Could you imagine if it was like Def Leppard or Warren, something?
The Cherry Pie.
The Cirque du Soleil Warren show. Dude, that's like a Simpsons joke.
Dude, I had a girlfriend in college, and she was a year older than me. So she was a senior when I was a junior, and she used to always talk about this time, her freshman year, where she was at a party. And guys were dumping beer on her while she danced to Cherry Pie.
Oh, man.
And she would bring it up all the time.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, we could even have a different story.
We could have a different story.
A lot of people have two stories.
It's a good story, though.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the only good story.
Yeah. That would make sense.
Damn. Anyway, I really hope it's something like Queen, like a Queen Cirque show.
I could see that.
Or like...
It'd have to be a band like the U2.
Right?
Dude. They already got the ball, Sphere.
Honestly, like, I like U2. I understand why people are like, fucking dad rock bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Like...
Whatever.
If you're a good Bono's band, you're cringe, a good band. Whatever. But I love U2. Mm-hmm. I think the guitarist guy, what's his name? The Edge?
The Edge. This is Christian name.
I miss when guitarists would have like a stupid name, like Slash, Flea.
The Edge.
Yeah, The Flea. Edge. Anyway, but that's so stupid and I love it. I was thinking, dude, if they did an ABBA, like a Cirque du Soleil ABBA show, like that would be fucking awesome.
Yeah, that would be the gayest experience
ever. Oh, for sure.
All the gays would be there for years before straights can get any tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's how it should be. All right. Well, anyway, let's do some ads.
Okay.
You ready for that, homie?
I'm going to go finish our set.
I'm going to go. I'm going to. I'm going to make. I forgot to do this. Guys, clearly we need Kevin here. I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank Kevin. I want to thank Leah. Jarsh. Josh made a meme that made me relive something I didn't want to relive.
Isn't that fun? Dude, the only thing better than getting over something and moving on is harping on it.
And turning it into a joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, Josh is killing it, and everyone's killing it. And also, Mike and I released a new thing on the Patreon, this wrestling podcast. It was
so much fun. We watched like a very old, like maybe mid to late 70s territory wrestling show. And this is like fucking public access type show.
Yeah.
Which shows like infantile Ric Flair turning into the obnoxious.
Before
like,
his big
guy.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah. When he was only doing little woos.
Little woos.
And it was so much fun to watch something so old that neither of us were like super familiar with.
Yeah.
And then to do like a little recap and summary of it afterwards was really fun. And so thank you for watching that if you have.
Yeah. It's basically a new show where like it's a new show where Mike and I discuss this classic wrestling shit. And it's Mike sharing that with me. And there's clips and audio bits. Clips and bits.
Clips and bits.
Anyway, let's do some ads, baby. Yeah!
Dude, that's like imitating that thing with your mouth.
You're right, it is.
Rocket Money.
Rocket Money is such a great idea for a thing.
Oh, I'll dude, 1,000,000,000%. I think about it all the time. I think about what kind of things am I paying for that I don't realize I'm still paying for.
Yeah.
And if there would be a way to find out, paparazzi, yes. What is the holes on the filter or whatever, or on the camera? Like, it has those, like,
these
spaces.
Things?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's interesting. Does it let light in a way that's...
Not really.
Interesting, or...
I think it just mostly protects the lens. Like, if you drop it,
I've never seen one
that'll
like that.
Hit it
before.
Cool.
Oh, I see. An extra shock or something.
A little extra shock.
I love a little extra shock. And you gotta pay extra for that sometimes. but yeah, like Rocket Money is rad because, yeah, there's a lot of things maybe I'm paying for that I don't realize I'm paying for.
Uh-huh.
And Rocket Money will look for those things in your accounts and show you a list of them and help you get rid of them.
And isn't that nice? And then at the end of the year, you just have all this extra money. Because you didn't waste it on something you're not even using no more.
Yeah. And or maybe paid twice for something.
I do that.
It'll also tell you, guess what? You paid twice for something. And I'll tell you, Rocket Money does it for you. And I guess nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about.
Yeah. Count me into that group.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So, how many things do you pay for once a year that you see it come out of your account and you're like, oh, I still have that?
Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. I won't say the brands, but there's plenty of them.
No, I'll say the brands. Here we go.
Oh, God, no, I'll say it. I'm not afraid. Guys, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. How about that?
Wait a minute.
And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
And that number just keeps going up.
That's right. And that means that members have saved up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. How about that? Imagine very saving cool. that much at the end of the year.
That's, I've never saved that much money, even at the beginning of the year.
I wouldn't dream of it. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/banter. That's rocketmoney.com/banter. rocketmoney.com/banter.
Thank you, Rocket Mammy.
Yeah. Guys, let's talk about Harry's.
First of all, yeah.
I love Harry's. First of all, yeah.
Yeah.
I use Harry's shave cream all around my neck beard area. Shave her down.
I have to do that. When was the last time you did that?
The neck beard area?
Yeah.
Like 3 days ago.
Can I come over and do it at your house?
Yeah. I'll show you how it's done. And I'll tell you guys. Life can be ridiculous. But you know what's not funny? Getting ripped off.
Yeah, dude.
It's not funny at all.
Yeah.
It's not funny to get ripped off.
You're right.
And Harry's agrees. They saw customers getting screwed over by questionable, overpriced shaving products.
Hate it.
And decided to do something better.
Now, what have they done better?
Well, instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other brands.
You've piqued the hell out of my interest.
We're talking about saving everyone money here. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
We're spending and spending and spending. We got to save it anywhere we can.
It's time to save so we can spend somewhere else later.
And you know who has exceptional products and honest prices?
Let me guess. Harry?
That's right. And I'll tell you, I've been using all their stuff. I use their blade, the razor blade. The handle's so nice.
It's weighted.
Well, it's nice. Rugged, made metal handle.
Comes with a little thing so you can travel with it.
And a little thing so you can stand it up on your little, you know,
like
where
counter?
You keep your counter.
Yeah.
And it's there.
We would be a really good, like, Pictionary team.
Yes! Yes. But only because we've been doing this show for 8 years.
Yeah. How do they get them without saying words?
Nah. Well, fine. They know. It's not cheating. Anyway, Harry's is great. I use all their stuff in the bathroom consistently, all the time. And I love it. It gives me a clean shave. It smells nice. There's all sorts of... I mean, there's even stuff I'm not using that they have. And it's an unbeatable value. We're talking German engineered blades.
Yas, das will get very close to your face.
Yas, queen. And they make these things sharp longer. And you could customize delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2. That's half of what you pay for the other big brands. Think about that. So, you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/banter. And listen, guys, like we said, getting ripped off is not funny. Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/banter. That's harrys.com/banter for the $3 trial set. And that's a good gift for maybe a man in your life.
That pick needs, the hairiest person in your life.
Yeah. Maybe it's your dad.
It might be your dad. Maybe it's your mom.
Guys, and it's last but not least, by any means, Squarespace is in the house. And I'll tell you, Squarespace is the number one destination for building a very easy to make website with tools you can use right on your phone.
And there's a reason you've been hearing about them for years and years.
Exactly.
Like, for real, one of the OGs of like sponsoring online content, is because they've been so helpful to people in the space and literally anyone who has anything to sell or present online forever. It's the easiest way as a regular person with no web experience to make a beautifully designed website to look professional to everyone that you want to see your stuff on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so important to have your own place on the internet that's not controlled by any kind of outside entity that could go away at any time.
Right.
Your website is your own personal address on the internet to do whatever you want with. You sell something, you have a portfolio, you want people to see what you do. Squarespace is the best way to make your stuff look presentable and beautiful to the rest of the world.
And I'll tell you, I've heard some people say, it's too hard to make a website. I can't make a website. How do you, it's too hard to make a website.
So many people say it.
And I say, don't be ridiculous.
They say, is it hard? And I say, of course not.
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous, I say. And all you got to do is check out MikeFalzone.com and see what a Squarespace website looks like.
Yeah.
And then go to Squarespace.com for the free trial, because you could try it yourself. Build a website that's a joke for your friends.
Yeah, you can.
That's fun.
Build
Give someone a birthday gift that's like a cute website with pictures of them and
someone'sbirthdaygift.com.
Yeah, man. You can do whatever you want, and it's something on the internet that maybe you can use to sell stuff or share things or whatever. So when you try it out at Squarespace.com, you're going to love it. And when you're ready to launch that website, you go to squarespace.com/banter and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of that website or domain. That's squarespace.com for the free trial, and then squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thank you, sponsors. Thank you, HeadGum. Thank you, Lima. Thank you, Jonch. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Eve.
Thank you, babies. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Heaven. Thank you, Eve. All right, Mike. Well, hey, how about we check out this sea shanty and do some history roads?
Yeah, we could do that.
It's a sea shanty.
Thank you, Heaven. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Eve.
Very good. Let's do some dang history
The jellyfish is the oldest living relevant.
Was that the void?
No, that was the aquarium in the void.
Oh, is that, there was an aquarium over there. That's cool. Brett Randles, guys. Brett Randles.
Come on, Randles. Listen up.
Come on, Randles. Let's hustle. Says they got a DBC shanty here. Howdy, boys. I'm a horn honking, written in Tate and Fanny ears from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Horny, horny.
I've been following your careers since the SourceFed days. Yawn, who cares? Am I right? Can I get an amen?
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay.
All your Sona.ai tomfoolery got me curious. Is that what it is? It's Sona?
I don't remember.
I thought it was Suno.
Suno.
Do you have a sweet tooth?
Do you have a Suno account?
But I'm more into... I like more like...
We're talking about something else.
I like salty stuff.
How much money would it take?
Dude, do you ever use sour candy for anxiety? You don't like sour candy.
Wait, anxiety?
So, if you do sour candy, like Sour
like
Patch
Warheads
Kids.
Or...
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It gives your brain too much to do to
Whoa,
feel
it's
anxious.
A distraction.
Yeah. Dude, I was, before all my shit, my kidney shit, I was pounding that stuff.
Damn, dog.
I ate a 4, whole 000. School of Sour Patch Kids.
Were they screaming?
They were screaming, and I was chomping. I was nervous. Arranging books on my bookshelf by size. Is there somebody spray painting in the background?
Spray painting. Okay, all your Sona tomfoolery AI got me curious. So twist my rubber nips. I cooked up a little dynamic banter sea shanty for you.
Oh.
I love you boys both equally, but seeing you get so very old has made me sad.
Yeah, I can see that.
This is the new... What was the one people kept saying in the fucking emails?
Pizza?
No, it was like a thing where it was like...
Piss? Peeing in the pants versus peeing on the pants? Piss your pants versus...
Fuck, I don't know. I can't remember. Never mind. I'm so old. It's sad. Now, somebody get Goofy the fuck out of here before I lock down Deborah. Damn, that's an old school. Peace and love, peace and love. All right, here's the DBC shanty.
We're a rowdy bunch of pirates sailing on the seven seas, singing songs and making jokes with our two captains, Mike and Steve.
This is just like 2012 YouTube.
I was gonna say, like, this is like a Carmen Sandiego segment.
Like, I feel like, yeah. Someone, this is, yeah, it's some kid's TV show.
This is a Fred video.
I mentioned he should keep his lips shut tight, so we can fart and piss and come and scream out football in the night. We hoist the anchor high and set the sail up for absurd. On our ship it's named the Venter, it's dynamic, have you heard?
Who's the band that sounds like this? It's like
Yellow
Dropkick
Murphys.
Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a big guy on a crew and I present to Elder C. So Kevin, shut your mouth so Steve can fart and come and scream.
Fart and come and scream.
And one guy won't either join the crew or take high, go down the history road. Our captain's Mike and Steve lock, you feel juice is old. But the banter is dynamic, so let's start the fucking show.
They play this at Boston Red Sox games.
And they turn the music down for the let's start the fucking show.
And everybody says
everyone
it.
Says it.
Yeah. They're
all
nice.
Right. Well, thank you, Brett.
Did he write the lyrics and then he just had That's the AI do everything else?
I don't know. Because
that seemed too on the nose
right?
to be robot.
Like scream and come and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I love it. Great job.
Nicholas Gomez. Here, I'm gonna play some fun music while we do these here.
This is Morticia's kid.
Cara mia.
Dude, Morticia, what a great name for a character in that position.
Oh, totally. It's perfect.
Yeah.
I love those movies, those classic Addams Family movies.
Yeah.
Like with Raul Julia, I miss him. He was a good one.
He's a dead guy?
He's a dead guy.
That's too bad.
Yeah, he's been a dead guy.
We're gonna be
His last movie was the Street Fighter movie.
Whoa, really?
Remember
that? M. Bison?
Yeah. Or wait, yeah, he was M. Bison, yeah.
Yeah.
Nicholas says, you gave my cat asthma. We were just talking about cats.
Well, lucky we did that because he was coming at you.
Yeah, maybe we helped you.
Yeah.
Dears Mike and Steve, my name's Nick and I'm just a boy. I've been a big fan of you funny fellas for a long time and I'm happy to report that while you normally make my days better with laughter...
This time you get my cat asthma.
This time you made it worse with giving my cat asthma. I've been cat-sitting for a friend for the past week. This means that while I usually listen to podcasts with videos with headphones, I've been trying to play things out loud so it's more interesting for the cat. That's nice. Sure. Do you think cats are interested in that, maybe? Are they interested in that?
I think they like hearing voices, so they don't, so they think something else is going on. But they're smart enough to know. They can't eat voices.
My girlfriend will leave like bird sounds playing when she leaves.
Yeah.
Like she's in nature. Or something.
That's nice.
It's nice, but does that do anything?
Probably it does something. Has to. Too many people do it for it not to do anything.
I wish she'd turn that shit off.
I'm gonna eat that fucking
bitch. I'll eat it the second she fucking. The second she doesn't wake up for 4 hours, she's dead.
She's fucking dead.
I wasn't paying too much attention when I resumed episode 408, Too Many Road Trips. That's the recent one. Halfway through the ads. It just so happened that instead of any banter, it was silent except for blaring out a high-pitched tone and what sounded like sirens.
That doesn't sound like us.
That's not us.
That doesn't sound like
that, us. Your Honor, that can't be us.
Your Honor!
It sounded like sirens for about 30 seconds straight. Yeah, right.
Prove it.
So what?
Eat me.
The cat, who was in my room at the time,
visibly upset.
I think this is your fault, because you're the one that's like, I want my cat to listen to this podcast.
You put it on.
This is not a safe podcast for animals.
No, this is not safe.
It's barely safe for humans.
S-F-A.
Not safe for animals. Anyway, it says, the cat looked at me with fear and concern, then started to breathe heavily while making a noise like she
shouldn't have laughed at that.
Like she was trying to hack up a lung. Uh-huh. It's funny. I panicked, but after pausing the podcast, she started to calm down. No. I thought I was killing my friend's cat by forcing her to endure the show.
Yeah.
Sounds like your cat had a fucking hairball.
Sounds like your cat had a bad
time. Started to breathe heavily and then trying to it made it sound like they were hacking up a lung. That's what cats sound like when they're gonna hairball.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna fucking hairball.
I've learned my lesson now and will never play your podcast around animals.
Also, how loud was it?
Because I'm afraid they'll die. Yeah. Also, that's the other thing.
Do loud shit in front of the cat.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Just sprinkle paprika on yourself and go to sleep.
Call me if you want to know the biological reason why people have foot fetishes. There's no phone number.
Okay, good.
I think we talked about this, right? The foot fetish thing?
I don't think so. I don't remember this conversation. Actually, that doesn't mean we didn't talk about it, does it?
I read a thing that said that, like, in the areas of the brain where, like, attraction and a sexual arousal is.
It's right next
like,
to the
right
feet.
Like, right next to it is where feet, yeah, like, feet sensations and feet visual is.
I never had a foot thing and I never understood it. Does that mean my parts are farther apart? Like in my brain?
Maybe, huh? Let's ask the doctor.
Okay, doctor? Hello?
All right, let's do one more because I got to bounce.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got... Okay, I'll let you choose. We got a one wild poop story. Tom Hanks cinematic universe... Or help me with a Beatles problem.
Poop.
Poop?
Yeah, it seems to be the hot button.
We have to go. We have to. It's always poop. It has to be.
If you have a poop story, drop it in the comments. I don't think I've ever heard that one. What's that? Rain? Heavy rain?
These are the sounds I put in for our 400th extravaganza.
There's four people clapping. Sound that got us taken off the internet.
I'm trying to find here we go. Steven says a one wild poop story. Hello, Mime and Zbeev.
Almost.
My name is also Zbeev. Long time, third time, and recently a featured face on episode 400. We just brought that up. That's weird. As one of your saluters. What?
That's when they get a rose at the end.
Mm.
If they do good.
And they get to move on. They don't have to go home. I'm catching up on the podcast. And in 401, you guys had the first half of the episode basically only about poop. And it reminded me of my horror story from my retail days. Used to work at an establishment that required me to be cashier and also maintenance.
Really well-rounded position.
Which meant often that I'd have to perform janitorial duties.
That's too bad.
We had a problem with people sometimes stumbling in inebriated and using our bait room.
To what kind of a place? Retail?
It was
like a Hollister?
At an establishment retail, yeah.
Can I use your bathroom? Shitty perfume makes me shit.
And when I'm drunk. And they want to use their bathroom while they're drunk, and usually for too long. Then leaving without so much as a second of eye contact. Usually the protocol when that happens, Code Brown, was to go in directly after them and check for damage.
Directly. Like instantaneously.
Yeah, I guess they're drunk, so you're like, let's see if they fucking puked everywhere.
So funny, like, to give a drunk person like the code to a bathroom with a keypad.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
72-22-5-3.
One of those times I walked in and somebody had not only shat on the sink. But proceeded to make a snowman out of it.
No.
Just walked in and was greeted by Samson the shit man at like 11 in the morning on a Wednesday. What they mean by that is that they like it was piled up. Or did they actually make a snowman?
Imagine being like, like
in your head, you're hearing like,
they're gonna love this. I brought a lily carrot from home.
One poopy snowman, one poopy snowman, one poopy snowman, one poopy snowman,
one poopy snowman.
Well, and then it just cuts away, bro.
Yeah.
All right.
Yikes.
Thought you should know about it. Shout out to Kevin and Leah. Bring back the piss. All right. Well, that was a great, excellent.
Yes. Thank you so much for that.
Excellent shitstery road.
Okay. 17th through the 22nd of this month, April, I'll be in Moon Tower doing Surrounded at Moon Tower in Austin, Texas. The 23rd, I'll be in New York three times that night. On the 24th, I'll be in New Jersey. Please buy tickets to New Jersey. On the 25th, I'll be back at the Stand in New York City. On the 26th, I'll be doing Surrounded in Bridgeport, Connecticut. On the 7th of May, that's Surrounded at the Netflix is a Joke Festival. 7:30, 9:45, people like Rick Glassman, Trevor Wallace. Got to come out to that. Steve has a show on the 26th. Steve?
That's right. It's called Movie Wanna in Sherman Oaks at the Green Room. And it's going to be a time, friends.
So we got a ton of shit going on. We're both going to be live. If you want updates on live stuff, text 818-722-8682. I was able to give out a bunch of tickets for an event that I was doing recently. And it was awesome to see people from the text chain showing up to the show. So we do that all the time, dude. I'm playing all the time. And if the promoter or whatever tells us it's light, I'm able to give out some tickets depending on if it's cool with whoever's running the show. And so it's a cool thing to be a part of. If you, no matter where you live, I'll be traveling soon. So hop on that text chain. And it's been beneficial and cool. Steve?
That's fucking tight, Mike. Well, thank you guys for listening to the show. We appreciate you greatly. Check out patreon.com/dynamicbanter. We posted a brand new show about us watching an old wrestling stuff. Yeah. And it's a new show. It's a new podcast.
Yeah.
So check it out. And we hope you like it. And thank you very much. And if you're never going to...
That was a HeadGum Podcast.